You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 17th, 2022, we are live streaming at rumble.com. And this is news and commentary, not just news. You're going to get some comments. I'm telling you up front, it's not just news. I'll be honest with you. So let's begin with President Biden assured in the network news that he is in Buffalo, New York, honoring those who were killed in that shooting over the weekend. And he called it a racist mass shooting, which I would agree with. But then he also condemned the poison of white supremacy, which I would agree with. But when they say white supremacy, don't think they're thinking of skinheads and far, far right Proud Boys or anything else like that. They're thinking of MAGA supporters. But he's calling the mass shooting terrorism, which I would agree it is. And, of course, he took time to raise some questions and issues about gun control, kind of vague remarks, but either way, wanting to get it in. But to that extent, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, Republican of New York, said the Buffalo shooter, while he did purchase the weapon legally, should never have been allowed to do so. He bought it in upstate New York, about 3 hours away from where he did the shooting. But if, and New York has some of the toughest gun laws already, and that includes health problems that you might have in the past, if you've been hospitalized or treated for it, you're not going to get a gun permit. But apparently reporting was not made. Her point being, enforce the laws we have. And maybe he never would have gotten a gun. And you also heard on the network news that Joe Biden is suddenly saying, we're going to take care of that baby formula problem. We're going to get it all done. Well, I want to remind you of something. The White House is claiming that Joe Biden's administration made the baby formula shortage crisis a top priority as early as February. 2 months or better. The new White House press secretary, she's a work of art, by the way. I'm going to spend time on her at the end of this newscast. I mean, the end of this hour. You do not want to miss this. Karine Jean-Pierre tries to answer a simple question, and it is all over the place. Looks like clean up in aisle 7. But anyway, what she said is there's something Biden is focusing on very acutely. 24/7. We've been working on this since we learned about it back in February. That's what she said about Biden and the baby formula issue. But last Friday, when Biden was asked about, shouldn't you have acted sooner? He said, if we had better mind readers, I guess we would have, but we moved as the problem became apparent. In other words, he didn't know anything about it until Friday. You don't miss the end of this next hour as the new press secretary tries to explain how we can fight inflation by raising taxes. You've got to hear that. By the way, the FDA commissioner says we don't need the Defense Production Act to get baby formula shortage shored up, but we're in the process. We're cutting red tape. We're going to try to move forward. But it still could be a week or better before some of that formula shows up on the shelves. If you have a child and you're concerned, check with your pediatrician or a hospital. Sweden is signing a formal request to join NATO. They signed a formal request to do that. In Finland, neighboring Sweden, they're expected to do so later. Putin's response to Finns joining NATO, which share an 800-mile border with Russia, that's not a big deal. Well, the whole reason he went into Ukraine, he didn't want NATO any closer, supposedly, right? But now with Finland bordering up against him, not a big deal. In other words, you're telling me lives were lost on both sides and horrific war crimes carried out because Putin thought then it was a big deal. Now it's not. Senate voting to advance legislation providing another $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. I want to help them, but I want to help our nations too. And the government of Russia spends about $65 billion a year on its military. We just sent another $40 million to Ukraine. We did announce today we have a new hypersonic missile. We tested it out, and they're all happy with it. Oh, and actor Ezra Miller, I starred in The Flash and Justice League. He was being stopped by police about disorderly conduct, and then they dared call him sir instead of they. Call me they. He got really upset then.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Whoa, thought it was a nightmare. Lord, it was so true. They told me don't go walking slow. The devil's on the loose. Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
He drove 3 hours, cased the supermarket, which is, by the way, the only supermarket in the black community in Buffalo. I know Buffalo well. And then came back prepared to do this and live streamed himself doing it. So he was proud to show he was going to do it. He wanted to identify with this. If this does not make the White House say, wait a minute, we need to call in leaders from all these communities and we need to send the signal that we're antithetical to Donald Trump's presidency about what there's fine people on both sides when they were marching down Charlottesville streets saying Jews will not replace us. This manifesto says that Jews are using blacks to kill whites.
All right, that's the diatribe of MSNBC Al Sharpton. They've gone past worrying about gun control right now because they know that's not really playing very well for them. But if they continue to pound the drum that Trump is responsible for everything that went wrong when it comes to Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and never mind that they were violent protests, and they jumped back to Charlottesville where groups on opposing sides had gathered, probably gathering originally with peaceful thoughts in mind. That's what Trump was referring to. It came to removing another Civil War statue. He said there were people on both sides, good people on both sides. You can say, I want the statue down. I don't think it should be there anymore. And you can do it in such a peaceful way, and you're being peaceful about it. And you can say, I want to keep it there, and you're being peaceful. But then you had both extremists on either sides coming in. And yes, the Proud Boys and that far-right radical group showed up chanting, whose streets, our streets, yes, that, and carrying torches. I condemn that wholeheartedly. But will I ever hear the Democrats, will I ever hear the left complain about Black Lives Matter and particularly Antifa coming to that same event already carrying baseball bats and things of that nature. But there were good people on both sides, and there were bad people on both sides. But the narrative has been ever since then, blame Donald Trump for all the violence that took place, and he was encouraging it. And, of course, they're going to play Jan 6 all over again, too, constantly. And Jan 6 was wrong. That should not have happened. I condemned it the very hour it was underway. And Al Sharpton is saying that the White House now, this White House, Biden should call leaders in from all these communities and send a signal that we will not allow that kind of thing to happen, and we will speak out against the thing that Trump said was okay. Trump never said it was okay to beat people to a pulp. He never said Jews are using blacks to kill whites. Now, the shooter in Buffalo, New York, did put out about a 180-page diatribe that was on social media for some time. And apparently these are indications that he had been to Buffalo months before casing out the area. He was a mental case on top of that, obviously, but I mean seriously. And that meant he should never have gotten a weapon if they followed the harshest laws of the nation among them in New York State. He would not have gotten a weapon. So follow the laws we have, but now let's just label everyone that might be conservative, which might also, by the way, be black and other minority people. More and more of them are saying, I can't, the way we're going, the nation's going, not much less the economy and what I can buy or can't buy, and the way the prices are going up, I don't want what they've been shoving down our throats, all this progressive stuff and shutting down oil and gas production and leases and not opening up the Keystone Pipeline, finishing it off, and now we're our prices keep going up, and now we're trying to find a way to resolve it. But this is apparently what the left now, this is the new game plan. The White House is making it clear that it's now moving into political staging in the sense that we're going to start looking as if they weren't all ready. And every White House does that. It's not just Democrats or members of Congress, especially with the members of the House. They no sooner get in office, they got to start raising money because they run again in 2 years. But the White House has made it clear that they are now moving into election mode. So that also explains why you have someone like Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat in New York, in an interview with Katie Turr on MSNBC, that, yeah, you look for blame for Buffalo, look to Trump and his supporters.
The problem is you have a mentally ill 18-year-old who had this kind of ideation, who falls into rabbit holes within our social media platforms that aren't regulated and have no basis in terms.
Should they be regulated? Let's talk about the social media platforms.
Should.
Going to 4chan, but it's not even just in 4chan any longer. This idea of the great replacement theory, which the shooter allegedly advocated,
so let's be clear.
Is also in the mainstream now, an attenuated version on Fox News with
it's
Tucker
about
Carlson within a lot of the Republican Party.
Now, they turn the corner there going from Trump and then linking him into 4chan. That is apparently the channel that has been in existence for several years now, has 22 million supposed signed up on it, and they can all post anonymously, and that's where this guy was live streaming his shooting the other day. And Turr's raising the question, not just Trump, but what about this obligation of these media companies that are out there? Well, now, the media companies have always been good friends and alliances with the left when they're curtailing and shutting down Trump. But now that some of them are going rogue and are Elon Musk buying Twitter, let's take a closer look, finally. And that includes this 4chan. And I would agree 4chan needs to be strictly regulated and reviewed and see what they've been doing. But the question was asked of Katie Turr of Gillibrand, so let's see where she goes with her answer.
it's also in the mainstream now, an attenuated version on Fox News.
It's about misinformation
within a lot of the Republican Party.
It's about misinformation. It's about radicalizing someone as young as 18 years old to such a degree that he has so much hate in his heart that he wants to go out and kill black people, that he targets a whole community, that he drives over 200 miles to commit those murders. What did he see in his lifetime, his very short lifetime, that would make him so hateful? Well, we had a president when he was 15 years old that stood on the national stage after Charlottesville and said, good people on both sides.
When the alleged shooter was 15, I just want to be clear about
correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. So we have messages streaming out from Republicans in power today that what happened on January 6th was okay.
Yeah, and also they've been told you cannot contest and say that the election was stolen. Stacey Abrams continues to claim she was cheated out of winning the Georgia governorship. Hillary Clinton has never admitted that she actually lost. It was stolen. Russian collusion. But the issue about big tech responsibility, let's just focus there for a moment, because that issue also came up for Al Sharpton. He's talking about that when all this internet stuff is out there and it's viable for anyone to jump into, then who's got the keys to the locks and who needs to be shut down?
The mainstreaming of this hatred, the mainstreaming of we will not be displaced, this kind of mainstreaming of this opens and broadens the whole pathway to people like this young man to feel that they're standing up for something. Why else would he be live streaming it? He didn't do it and run and hide, and we find him a week later in a state hiding under a bed in a motel. He live streamed it himself. When you have that kind of spirit in this country, it's time to be more aggressive about going against their actions.
Which actions? The shooting, obviously. What about the actions of the tech companies that were involved? And then Katie Turr, again, with her interview with Senator Gillibrand about the issue of free speech.
Can you regulate speech on the internet without violating free speech?
You don't have to regulate speech. You can regulate misinformation. You can say you can't yell fire in a theater. You can. There's many ways you can abrogate speech rights that are consistent with the Constitution. And for, again, an 18-year-old to develop such hatred in his heart through media platforms that do not have any regulation is a problem. And so we need common sense, thoughtful regulation. We need a data protection agency that keeps our data private, that can create frameworks where this makes sense.
Now, who's going to be determining what makes sense and what's allowable and what's not? I think all of us could agree live streaming shooting people, innocent people down is not allowable. But the whole attitude of this administration, and then by creating the Ministry of Disinformation and appointing a woman who was a prime propagandist herself to serve as a minister of truth. I remind you again, censorship by any other word is still censorship. Who's going to, as she said, you don't have to regulate speech, you can regulate misinformation. Oh, like ivermectin can't be used, or that COVID, the masks don't work, or things of that. You were doing that at that point. Remember, you would be kicked off Twitter, Facebook, threatened. And then the other day, the new Minister of Truth says, I think only verified Twitter people like me should be allowed to decide what goes on, and then we should be able to allow, put in context and correct things. So you want to allow her and people like her to start telling you what you can say and what you can't say? Well, they're doing that. That's what they've been doing. We got kicked off YouTube, Facebook. They had made a threat to me and said, if you ever do that again, we'll take you off. I said, we're going to do it anyway. Well, of course, they drew their word, kicked us off. They didn't want me to have Sidney Powell on. You remember she was serving as an attorney for Trump in the beginning of the facts over this. But then they also have another attack. Here comes MSNBC Joy Reid. They're talking about this replacement storyline, that the idea is that the Democrats are determined to bring in a different demographic. That means that minority, it's not black, minority in general, to bring it in and swell up their numbers to restructure our government by voting, which is a legal process, if they're brought in legally. But right now we have an open border and we're letting everyone come in, so they have a plan. Tucker Carlson's been on the attack against it, and so MSNBC anchor Joy Reid says, I know what's right and Tucker is wrong.
No singular voice in right-wing media has done more to elevate this racist conspiracy theory than Tucker, who even with a new head writer spends night after primetime night injecting the rot from the dregs of the internet directly into the veins of Republican voters. Just listen.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. But why? Well, Joe Biden just said it. To change the racial mix of the country. That's the reason. To reduce the political power of people whose ancestors lived here and dramatically increase the proportion of Americans newly arrived from the third world. In political terms, this policy is called the Great Replacement.
I mean, are Tucker's writers sourcing his show from 4chan? These are just questions. As the New York Times analysis last month found, in more than 400 episodes, Tuckums has amplified the idea that a cabal of elites want to force demographic change through immigration. That is replacement theory. Which brings me back to where we started.
And there you go. See, they're going to say replacement theory. That's what he's teaching. All right, if that's a mystery to you, how about UFOs? There's another mystery, and it's in front of Congress today. I've got a guest coming up before we wrap up the hour, coast-to-coast host George Norrie. A lot of his program deals with UFOs. We'll get into that, but before that, let me tell you what's happening with the congressional hearing in D.C. and what they're unveiling so far to the public.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine one word, Larry Connors USA. And it'll take you to a site where you can push live and you're in studio with us or see previous. Subscribe. Absolutely free. You'll get it delivered directly to you. Same thing at LarryConnorsUSA.com for podcasts of each and every program. And coming up in the next segment, George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast, 700-plus stations across the nation, does a lot of paranormal-type stuff and a lot of callers involving UFOs. We're going to get into that and some of the calls and what he's heard over the years. I'm not going to get into the political realm with him, but we now have Congress calling for the first time in 50 years a congressional hearing. This is in the House Counterterrorism, Counterintel, and Counterproliferation Subcommittee. They're doing it on the guise that it is national security, as if the UFOs could be and always have been a foreign enemy on this planet. The Democrats put this together, and of course they're getting support from some Republican. I mean, I'm interested in UFOs, but in the midst of everything going on in this nation, we're going to spend time investigating UFOs and asking the Pentagon to come release us the latest pictures you have and all the information you can, which they're not going to say a lot in public. I will guarantee you that now. And they're not going to release a lot. They have released some, I'll tell you in a moment. But even a Congressman Rick Crawford, Republican of Arkansas, is saying the intelligence community has a serious duty to our taxpayers to prevent potential adversaries such as China and Russia from surprising us with new technologies. I agree with that. But let's get serious. They're billing this. The Democrats have set it in motion. UFO hearings. First time in 50 years. We're going to unveil and talk about. Well, of course, that's going to take attention and distraction. While baby formula is still missing on the shelves, and the president admitting the other day he didn't even know anything about it, now suddenly the White House says, oh, we've been on top of it since Feb, and everything else, and inflation going to hell, and no Biden's plan, everything is going wrong. So what can we bring attention to that would capture the audit? UFOs. So here's what happened today. There was a brief shaky video, a small object appearing to zip past a military pilot. Separate video, a similar photo taken at a different time. Glowing triangle seen in the night sky. They did not know what it was. Now they're saying, according to, what's his title? Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray. He said, we did not know at first what it was. Now we believe that they are unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, not UFOs. UFO would be unidentified flying object. Now they decide they're unmanned aerial vehicles. But also admit, we don't know much about those. They say there have been something like 11 near misses between U.S. military aircraft and UAPs that have been documented. Who knows how many have nearly happened anyway. And he said the military has not tried to communicate with the UAPs. They may or may not be in controlled flight. They may or may not have any way to reach them anyway. And they also admit that there's some videos they don't really know what they are still. They don't know what they are. He said, well, we continue to have a limited amount of high-quality data and reporting. So what they've been doing with the lawmakers here is discussing it and admitting that some things exist out there. The 2021, there's a redacted classified version that had been published at one point. But so far, I'm watching what they're showing and talking about. I don't see anything new. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of interest in UFOs. I just question the timing with everything else we've got going on in this nation. That's my question. But let's put the political aspect aside and deal with my guesses coming up in the next segment. George Norrie again, host of Coast to Coast, as I said, 700 place stations. A good friend of mine, but also he's heard and talked to various folks who have various encounters, as they claim. And I'd be interested in some of what he's heard and thoughts that maybe he's heard from other, quote, experts. That's coming up next segment.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Many car dealers are quick to sell you a car, but Ackerman Toyota knows that's just the beginning of your relationship. When it comes time for routine or special service work, others might be too busy. Not Ackerman Toyota. Hours and days to fit your schedule. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and I'm glad to welcome a friend of mine, also the host of Coast to Coast, heard on 700 plus stations across the nation, George Norrie. George, welcome, sir.
Larry, what a fascinating day for the field of ufology, isn't it?
I would agree. Have you been able to watch? I haven't. I've been busy. Have you been able to watch some of the hearings so far?
I've been monitoring. I've got a special system which feeds me information, and it's incredible. I mean, today, key lawmakers are warning at this House congressional hearing that unidentified aerial phenomena, as they're calling them now, UFAPs, are needed to be investigated and taken seriously as a potential threat to national security. It's an unbelievable story.
Yeah, they're looking at, I mean, that's the premise they've started it on, that if Russia or China are developing behind some of these. But these have been underway. These sightings and reports have been done for decades. You've heard from many folks who claim to have seen and are experienced them, right?
Oh, it's been going on since the beginning of time, Larry. I mean, the ancients saw UFOs and put markings on caves and everything else. There are depictions of pictures in the Mayan culture of UFOs. I mean, it's all over the place. But I have a feeling government has long known about this. These hearings, I think, are for the public's perception. They know what's going on. They're just not telling people. Today, as a matter of fact, they released some declassified photos and videos that Congress never had seen before.
Right.
And they included flying objects without any explanation. They didn't say what they were. They didn't know what they were, they said. But, I mean, it clearly shows objects zipping around in our military, unable to catch them. I mean, you're an ex-Marine. You know what it's like.
Now, there are no ex-Marines, sir. I had to correct you on that.
Oh, that's a good point. With a capital M, too.
Now, to that extent, they did say, and again, we're talking about testimony given the committee by the Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray, that there have been at least 11 misses between these devices, whatever they are, and U.S. military aircraft. Now, they are calling them also unmanned aerial vehicles. So they don't know if it has – they're basically, I don't know, drones, what are they trying to say, but near misses. Those are the ones that have been documented.
Well, there's no question about that. They've documented a lot, but again, they don't tell us what they are because they either don't really know, which is disturbing, or they do know and they're not telling us. I'll tell you a brief story of an old friend of mine, Edgar Mitchell, Apollo 14 astronaut. He's dead now.
Sure.
He walked on the moon back years ago, and he told me face-to-face over dinner, he said, George, these are real. And he said, I got to be honest with you. When I was on the moon, I didn't see anything. But when I came back, every guy in government who knows about these came up to me and said, we're being visited. We have been visited and will continue to be visited. They're the real deal. They don't know where they're coming from.
And that's a quote direct from the former astronaut, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and this guy was telling me the truth. There's no question about it.
Well, you know, Jimmy Carter had at one time been out fishing or duck hunting or something and said he reported a UFO. And, of course, he got mocked a lot for it. But he said no one could tell me what it was. So it is unidentified flying object.
Absolutely. The late President Ronald Reagan saw UFOs. I mean, they've all known it. The great story is former President Richard Nixon took the comedian Jackie Gleason down to Homestead Air Force Base in Florida.
I remember
and said, I need to show you something, Jackie, because he knew Jackie was interested in ETs and things like that. So Jackie goes with him. Nixon, driving a car through the Air Force Base, shocking the guys in security.
Yeah.
And in he goes, and I think at that time he was probably the vice president, might have been the president, I'm not sure. But they go into the Air Force Base, and he shows him, apparently, according to Jackie Gleason telling his wife, an extraterrestrial in a jar, sealed up. I mean, these you can't make this stuff up, Larry.
Not if it's being reported like that. I mean, again, we're quoting the source. We had to go with the source, and then you can question that. But, you know, it's the stealth bomber, which we have over at Whiteman Air Force Base here in Missouri, if at nighttime and you didn't know, if you've never seen that thing before and you saw it coming across the horizon, I would guarantee you, you would probably think that's got to be from outer space because it's got that just basically a wing flying through the air. So
there's no question. A lot of these objects are earthbound. But the ones they're beginning to see now, the ones that they call the tic-tac UFO off the
right.
USS Nimitz and stuff like that that they took videos of, we can't catch them. We can't keep up with them. And they're not Russian. They're not Chinese. Or they would have used them by now. They would have used them in the Ukraine. They would have done something. You don't keep these things secret for nothing.
You're listening.
These things are coming from the vast outskirts of the universe. We've been visited, we are being visited, and it's just happening.
Now, you're saying that as a matter of fact, certainly your belief.
I would bet the ranch, your ranch.
No, no, not my ranch. They wouldn't get much anyway. But you, one thing that does stand out for me in one way of this hearing today, I agree that they're not going to really show everything. But as they did say, we still cannot tell you what some of them are. But you're saying they do know, and they would then assume, if they know they're not telling us, then my assumption would be, within, they must not be of this, or they would be labeling Russia, China, and going after them on those issues.
But they don't want us, they're not Russian, they're not Chinese, and they know that. And what they're not saying is, these objects are coming from extraterrestrial places, either other dimensions. I mean, that's been a possibility. I've had experts on Coast to Coast talking about that.
Right.
But I think they're coming from other planetary sources. And let's say they have a million years of technology ahead of us. Look what we've done in the last 200 years.
Sure.
It's amazing. Sure. Add a million years to that. Where will we be? They've learned how to travel through space by bending space and time. They're going through, I believe, portals or wormholes to get to certain spots. And they're showing up. I don't know if the ETs are alive or robots. I can't say that. But we're being visited. We have been visited since biblical days, Larry.
To that extent also, I mean, you talk about the advances of science. I mean, if you watch some of the old Star Trek movies where they're running a wand over someone, checking for injuries and stuff, it seemed like so far-fetched. That is typical MRI usage now.
Absolutely, and we're getting there. There's a late Lieutenant Philip Corso, Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso, wrote a book called The Day After Roswell about the Roswell, New Mexico crash, and he says it was his job to take the parts from that crashed UFO to businesses like Boeing and places like that and give them the stuff to do reverse technology. I mean,
and the
why
results?
Would these guys lie about that?
Well, any results made public or not?
Never. Uh-huh. Never. But he says laser technology, fiber optics, all of that came from these craft.
If it's been, as you said, from the beginning of time, they've been out there and that the Earth has been visited by them before, do you really think you're going to get anything solid out of this Intel committee? And I'm not trying to get you in the political realm, but is it just playing politics and just trying to deal with something that is obviously of high interest to people, whether they believe or don't believe?
I think there's some well-intentioned government people there trying to get some answers. They're not left in the know. They don't know what's going on. The Democratic Representative Andre Carson out of Indiana is chairing this hearing. He's concerned. I mean, he, in his opening remarks, said unidentified aerial phenomena are a potential national security threat. They need to be treated that way. Well, that's if you think they're coming from Russia or China. But let's face it, if they're coming from extraterrestrials, from other planetary systems, and they've been doing it for thousands of years, and they haven't done anything to us yet, I don't think we have that much to worry about.
And what about those folks that I know you've had on the program that say they were picked up by UFO and then brought back to Earth?
A lot of people like that. I'm a friend of Travis Walton. They did the movie Fire in the Sky about him. He was an Arizona logger with a bunch of his buddies. He got beamed aboard a craft. They kept him for a while, brought him back safe and sound. That happens to a lot of people. What's amazing about Travis Walton, Larry, he and all the loggers who witnessed this passed lie detector tests. They're not lying. Whatever happened to them was real. Right. I remember, you remember the Barney and Betty Hill case?
Yes.
From the 60s? Long time ago, a couple claimed that they were abducted in New Hampshire. They went through psychiatric treatment. When I was 21 years old as a radio reporter, one of my first interviews was with their psychiatrist, Dr. Benjamin Simon, who was out of Boston. And I remember asking him specifically, I said, Dr. Simon, are they lying to you? And he said, no, they're not lying. He said, I don't know what happened to them. I don't know if they got picked up by UFOs or extraterrestrials.
But they believe it.
But they believe it.
George,
they're telling the truth.
George, so, I appreciate your time as always. George Norrie.
Very well.
You bet. George Norrie at Coast to Coast. I'll buy you a Jack next time I see you. And I know he'll hold me to that. Coming up, a question from Peter Ducey for the new White House press secretary. Hold on. Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER. 877-ROTTLER. Or go to rottler.com.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. When I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank
nice
you.
To see you up there.
Thank you.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year, making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share. And that is important to do, and that is something that, the president has been, working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important.
Did you get an answer? I didn't. Neither did Peter Ducey of Fox News, asking about a tweet that, yes, Biden himself put out. She didn't seem to even know about it. He did it Friday. And he had tweeted, you want to bring down inflation? Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. So the question is very simple. How do you reason by taxing the wealthiest corporations, you'll bring down inflation? All right, let's go back to the conference, see if she can kind of get an explanation started again.
So it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So, look, I think we encourage those who have done very well. Right, especially
did
those
you,
who care
he
about
asked it again, and so we encourage those who've done very well pay more money. It's going to lower your tax bill. It's going to lower your gas bill. Of course, it's not. She goes on and on and on, and I'll give her a full amount here in a moment again. But again, Jeff Bezos, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, even tweeted out aiming at Joe Biden over that tweet that you want to bring down inflation. Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Bezos' company, of course, has benefited from tax credits and deductions. And he said the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet, or maybe they need to form a new non-sequitur board instead. He said raising corporate taxes is fine to discuss, taming inflation, critical to discuss, mushing them together. That's just misdirection. And poor Karine Jean-Pierre, which they were big on pointing out. Saski just mopped the floor with the gushing that it's the first black lesbian woman serving as a White House press secretary. If this is an example that you hire someone strictly because of race, strictly because of gender, and trying to be with the woke crowd, you do not help your administration. Even Jen Psaki, I think, could have answered that question better. It was very simple. Ducey asked her, he said, how does raising taxes on corporations bring down inflation? The same question Jeff Bezos asked. Once again, back to the press conference.
It's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
But what does that have to do with inflation? The president said, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Jeff Bezos came out and tweeted about that. He said the newly created disinformation board should review this tweet. Would you be okay with that?
Look, it's not a huge mystery why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth, right, opposes an economic agenda that is for the the middle class that cuts some of the biggest costs families face, fights inflation for the long haul, right? And that's what we're talking about. That's why we're talking about lowering inflation here, and adds to the historic deficit reduction the president is achieving by asking the richest taxpayers and corporations to pay their fair share. That is what we're talking about.
In other words, I don't know. I mean, really, she might as well have done a Sasky in the original days. I'll circle back to you on that, because she was circling then constantly. CNN poll showing that Biden's repeated efforts to highlight and say we're doing well, they're blowing up in his face. Inflation, they cannot control it. They're stuck in a dangerous position, insisting the economy is doing well when you know it's not. And the so-called middle class is caught in the middle of it because they buy into the progressive approach to let's get rid of all energy except for electric. Maybe we should ask them how they're going to get the electricity. Oh, no, that would be another waste of a White House spokesperson, wouldn't it? Well, I'd like to say she can do better going forward. But I am sometimes a betting man. And I'll put money on she ain't going to get better. It's a tough job. I'll admit that. It's much more fun doing what I'm doing, and I appreciate you listening. Let your friends and family know. Share it with them, will you? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.